Connect the Dots by Susan Barton. Can you connect the dots and see the cause and effect this has on our children? First, I received this email from a reading specialist. In December, I will graduate with a Master's of Education in Literacy and a reading specialist endorsement. Despite an otherwise excellent program, guess what I have not learned? How to teach students who struggle to learn to read. But I have a dyslexic son, so I know the programs exist. Question is, will I be allowed to use them and actually help struggling students? Then I received this email from a parent. My son started struggling in reading in kindergarten. He worked with a reading specialist at school who used reading recovery with little or no lasting success. He was promoted to first grade, but was put in Tier 2 of RTI, Response to Intervention, at the beginning of first grade. We also hired a private tutor to work with him after school. That is in addition to spending up to 3 hours a night on homework. He is the hardest working kid you will ever meet. He never gives up, despite only passing 2 spelling tests in his entire life. He was diagnosed with dyslexia during the summer after first grade. I then did a foolish thing. I presented the results to the school and assumed they would take over from there and provide him with the right type of help. But he is now in third grade, and despite having a 504 plan in place, he is still reading at a first grade level, even after spending last summer going to a Sylvan Center. Yet he is very bright. He gets an A in science and social studies because the tests are read to him. My son is getting frustrated, and he is tired of reading the babyish books. The teachers in our schools need to be educated on how to teach dyslexic children to read. And so do I.